Jalen Jacoby is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool chicken.
Together with Jalen and Jacoby, what exactly is it that we do?
We give the people
we have podcast exclusive interview with Leonard Fournette coming up later on in this program, but we start the show with some interesting news out of Philadelphia. Jalen, I'm not here for the Ben Simmons slander. We've talked about it. All of a sudden, Ben Simmons passed up a layup and people act like he needs to be traded. However, Rich Paul had a conversation, I don't know if it's in person or if it's on Zoom or whatever, with the Sixers brass. The Sixers brass says that they're not interested in trading Ben Simmons. What do you think the future is for Ben Simmons and the Philadelphia 76ers?
Well, they're not interested in trading him today because his value is at the lowest that it's been since he's been in the NBA. But basically, as a 25-year-old performer, 25 and under Euro performer, I believe this is his fourth full season that he just completed, which means that he's not a finished product by any means. What I will say, however, he has a huge hurdle that he must get over. It's extremely tough to be a perimeter player in today's league when you're going to play in the backcourt as a primary ball handler and not attempt shots outside of the paint. So Brett Brown initially put the ball in his hands and made him the point guard. Doc Rivers continued that. I think the graduation for his game is to move him off the ball, put him on the wing, put him on the baseline, and allow him to be an energy source. Cut, play defense, get steals, get blocks, get out in transition, make timely passes. Like, he can still contribute to the game in other ways. There are people in the Hall of Fame that couldn't shoot, but none of them were in the backcourt. That's the difference. None of them were in the backcourt. And so that, to me, is what he now has to own. And I talk to you about this all of the time. Superstars are what they are. Like, they work really hard. They elevated themselves. And because they're talent and their work ethic combined, like, they're supernatural. But for everybody else, we get slotted. And I've been telling you this since the beginning of time, Jacoby. When you look at a player, I like to say, are they in the league because of their skill or their will? And for Ben Simmons, it's clearly got to be about his will. It has to be about his will now. Like, you got to be a screener. You have to be a roller. You have to be a guy that guards multiple positions. Like, you got to do the dirty work.
You got to get some offensive rebounds.
Correct. And the other thing that got established, and this is okay, by the way, this just happens the longer you play. You start to slide down the food chain as your roles get defined. So what has happened to me for Ben Simmons is he's went from being like somebody that a team may feel like that he's a cornerstone to a guy that could be the second best player alongside Joel Embiid. Now that you realize, we realize, I've been realized that those parts don't necessarily fit because at their apex, they occupy the same real estate on the floor. Now, to me, when he goes somewhere else, people are going to appreciate him because he's not going to be called upon to be the first player, the best player. He's not going to be called upon to be the second best player. And then it'll be somebody like Blake Griffin, who now when we see him, we appreciate his productivity. Because you don't have high expectations of Lob City and him being the face of the franchise.
Someone who definitely gets it done and is the face of the franchise, always seems to come across some slander, is a gentleman by the name of Kevin Durant. Scottie Pippen's got a book coming out, so he's doing some interviews, and he's just talking about everybody. And one of the things he said about Kevin Durant was that he wants to go punch for punch with the opponent, and he's not leading his team appropriately. What do you think about Mr. Pippen's?
assessment of Kevin Durant?
So a few things. There are a lot of people that feel like KD shouldn't clap back. I have no problem with that. For me, when you say things, you got to be ready for a response. That's just how this goes. And you can't say things about people and anticipate that they're not going to say anything. That's just unrealistic. So that's how I move. So when I say things, I'm ready for the counterpunch. And I'm ready to deliver a jab. I'm ready to deliver a body blow. I'm ready to deliver a headshot. I'm ready to deliver a kill shot. Like, that just kind of how this works. And so I've said this to you off wax. I said this to Scottie Pippen personally. He's the most disrespected superstar in the history of the NBA.
Ooh.
For a guy that's one of the top 50 players of all time, people just dismiss him as Robin. Oh, he just Robin. You know what I mean? When you look back at playing alongside Michael Jordan, you play in all of these playoff games, Jacoby. Have you ever seen any footage of Scottie Pippen taking and or making the game-winning shot in those playoff games?
No.
He never got a chance. He never got the chance.
I know what he did get a chance to do, though, guard the best player on the other team every single every single series.
Correct. And that's why I bring him up, because for a guy like Ben Simmons, they had to find a position for Scottie too, because he wasn't a shooter. It was point forward, point guard, wing player, and then all of a sudden it was just like Swiss Army knife. And Scottie Pippen is one of the players I idolized growing up. I like the point forward position was coined initially by like Paul Pressey of the Milwaukee Bucks, and Scottie Pippen, and then Grant Hill, like guys that played the point forward position. And then I realized really quickly I couldn't be Scottie Pippen, Jacoby, because he actually played committed defense. Mm-hmm. And I decided that, you know, I'm one energy source. It's like when you plug in your iPhone. It's like, how much am I going to use this battery for? You know, and I decided 70% should go to my offensive prowess. That's just what I decided.
When your agent's at the negotiation table, they don't point to your defensive stats.
And also, here's the other thing about Scotty. The way his relationship with his wife is playing out publicly, it has introduced him to a new audience of people who also slander him, based on some of the decisions that she made and some of the people that she's chosen to date. Because we both looked down at our phone and Scottie Pippen was trending, and it wasn't because of something he said or did.
Nope. And both KD and Scottie Pippen get it done. This segment is brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support and access to product experts. Call Grainger or click on Grainger.com/Jacoby, or just stop by one of the many Grainger locations. Jalen Rose, we have exclusive content with Leonard Fournette coming up. We love talking to him, but we love hearing from you, our listeners. You can call 985-80-JALEN and leave us a voicemail. And if you leave us a voicemail, we'll put it on the show. We want to hear from you. Call 985-80-JALEN right now. Give us a call. We'll put you on the show just like this.
So, Jalen Jacoby, it's Rod from New York in the Navy. So, shout out to all my fellow sailors. I would like to know, is it cultural or regional to brush your teeth first thing in the morning before eating? Had a conversation with my coworkers, and some of them thought it was cool to have coffee, eat before brushing your teeth first thing in the morning. Oh, by the way, whatever happened to that list of best comedians? Of course, you got to make sure Bernie Mac top five and George Lopez as well. Looking out.
First of all, Ra, who in the world doesn't wake up and brush their teeth? I wake up sometimes at 4 a.m. to hate the taste of my own mouth and just brush my teeth and go back to bed. Where, what region and what culture do you not brush your teeth first thing in the morning? Explain to me where this is happening, Mr. Rose.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate the love. And I want to make sure that we answer each one of your questions. Again, call 985-80-JALEN. We get our content from you guys, and having conversations with our audience is what really drives what we do. So you're taught from the beginning of time to wash your face and brush your teeth as soon as you wake up in the morning. Like, since the beginning of time, that's what you're taught. And I didn't realize that people were doing that selectively, thinking, you know, in the morning, I'm not going to brush my teeth at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm going to wait till I eat something at 9, 10, 11, or 12 and then brush my teeth. I don't understand that logic, because I got to tell you a secret. The food ain't was necessarily making your breath stink. It's your mouth that stinks. It's your gums that stink. It's not necessarily the food. That's why you floss.
What you think all the gums is for?
I like what you did.
What you think all the gums is for?
Big. Shout to Big. Hey, Jacob. That's why when you floss your teeth and you pull that food or that meat out of your teeth or your gums, that's why it stinks.
Oh, let me tell you something, Mr. Rose. Yo, my dentist put me on to the new product that I need everyone to listen to. This is not an ad. This is not sponsored. My dentist said, brush your teeth and get a water pick. Go to the store. Go to your pharmacy. CVS, Duane Reade, Walgreens, whatever it is. Get a water pick. Not that expensive, probably $60. Water pick is flossing with like a stream of water. He said, brush your teeth and then use the water pick. And when you spit into the sink, you'll see how much food is left in your teeth after you brush your teeth. The water pick, I cannot tell you more. I cannot endorse this product enough. For me, it's like Lululemon and water picks are the two things that do not pay me that I ride for. Excuse me.
And also, no question, we make things personal. And one of the things I'll say invest in is one of those little electric toothbrushes too. Those are clutch for your gums and for your teeth, and they give you that circular motion that you think you're getting when you're brushing, but you're not actually getting when you brush. So the people that tell you that they wait till they eat in order to brush their teeth, let me translate that for you. Those are just people that ain't brushing their teeth every day.
Yeah. And I'm also, something else that Rob was talking about was the comedian bracket. We're gonna do that on the podcast exclusive. However, we gotta wait for the offseason. That's July. That's late July, August, when there's no sports. That's when we get into the comedian bracket. That's coming for you. Appreciate you remembering that.
Jacob.
Appreciate you calling. What happened?
Also, as it relates to the comedian bracket, you'll be proud of me. I've been doing some work on it. I've been doing some work behind the scenes.
Really?
And Project Pat and our team will be happy, because this week on the Renaissance Man podcast, you know, I release an episode every Thursday. Boom.
You think I didn't retweet it? You think I didn't listen? I'm always listening to the Renaissance Man, dog.
I appreciate the love. And I asked him about his top comedians, and I mentioned to him about our comedian bracket. And you know what he said? I love y'all show. I watch it all the time. I watch it all of the time.
Love JB Smooth. Love him so much. And I also love Leonard Fournette. He came through the show and he gave us podcast exclusive content. Right now is Us with Leonard Fournette. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast exclusive over the weekend edition. Every weekend we'll hit you with the exclusive. We'll be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
I love this team and I love you, my brother. Everybody have a terrific weekend. Download the podcast wherever you get podcasts. We are not done. We are not done. We're not done. We're not done. Like the legendary KRS-One once said, we are not done.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Leonard, you said you have a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 1-year-old. What is it like just holding down the household during the pandemic?
So actually, when the pandemic started, my son was just born. Mm. My son, my 1 year old, his name is Legend Fournette. And,
oh, that's dope.
And I just think with me experiencing that, you know, because in college, you know, you're on the schedule. So my daughter, I had my daughter coming into college, and I couldn't really be with him because of the football schedule in college. So then I had my son. I was in the NFL. Once again, we're on a schedule again. You know, it was hard for me. So I think the pandemic did me well. You know, my first time really spending all my time with my baby boy, my son. So I think it just made me realize, you know, like what I've been missing, without football, you know, without football, this is what I'd be doing. And I think, man, I think out of my kids, with me dealing with him, my relationship with him is wonderful.
And it's great that you get a chance to spend that quality time. But also, I also respect the work you're doing with the Boys and Girls Club in your hometown, in the camp that you're not only sacrificing your time, your energy, and your money to give back. So can you let the audience know what's going on this weekend for the 6th year?
Yeah, so I have my 5th year of Boys and Girls Club. I'm inviting the Boys and Girls Club. I have Pizza Hut, Academy, all my sponsors who's always there for me on my 5th year. And like I say, a lot of people don't know, I went to the Boys and Girls Club after school. You know what
me
I mean?
Too.
So
me too. Me too.
It saved me a lot of trouble for me going there. You know, despite of, you know, when we grow, we all still get in trouble. But the Boys and Girls Club was like a safe haven for me and my sister and my brother. So they don't know what they did for me as a kid. So I cherish things like that. It's the little things, you know, the little things don't have to be a lot. And it took me a long way.
I know you are focused on the NFL season coming up, but something tells me you're also watching the NBA playoffs as they unfold. What do you think about what's happening in the NBA?
I think out of all my years watching the NBA, this is probably the best playoff scenario in a long time. Mm. In a very long time. I was going for the Nets. You know, KD, that's my dog. KD is my boy, man. One of the greatest scorers in the league. So right now, I'm pulling for the young guns, man. Devin Booker and them. You know, it's a time of the day that is up. Like the next generation is now. You know what I mean? The young guys taking over, and I'm a young guy myself. So I would love for them to get a ring, especially with CP3.
Leonard, I know as an athlete that music becomes the soundtrack of our lives, and we're basically listening to it before, during, and after the game at all times. So what are you rocking out to these days? What are you listening to this offseason?
Oh, man. It's so many. And most of them are my brothers, man. I say Meek Mill. Mm-hmm. Sha Glizzy. No Cap. I say Lil Durk. And, you know, when I want to switch it up, I say Brent Faiyaz. I just got on her name. I think her name is Steams. It's called what? TEMS. A beautiful singer. I like singing music too. I really listen to singing music. So I say LeBrent. I know Sam Smith. That's my dog. I listen to Sam Smith here, and that's my dog, man. And
he crazy talented.
What? Crazy. And my favorite song, I listen to every day. It's Fantasia, When I See You. I gotta listen to that every day.
Every day.
Every day. I listen to that every day.
Well, your head coach Bruce Arians is a legend on and off the field. Tell me a little bit about Bruce Arians off the field when he's chilling out. What's he like?
Oh, he's cool. He's laid back, man. And you know, he get in your ass sometimes. You know what I mean? And I think that's what I respect him as a coach. Usually, when you come to the league, you know, the coaches be laid back, chilled off you. He's not like that. And to see what he did as our coaching staff is like minority blacks. It just opened up your eyes and show you what he really is with it. And I appreciate a coach like that. And he loves his team. He loves football. As you can see, he's been doing it for a while now. And I can't wait to get back with him, man.
Leonard, what do you think about some of the offseason moves that you like see happening in the NFL? I know you locked in on the NBA playoffs, but like as the Super Bowl champions, you guys know everybody's gunning for you this season. So what are some of the moves, even in the NFC, that you've seen happen this offseason? Like Aaron Rodgers hasn't been to camp. You know, what's going to happen with Russell Wilson? Like, what do you think about what's going on besides your squad in the NFC?
The honest answer, you know, I think I worry about us first. You know, I try to figure out what makes us better. Like, at the end of the day, you know, people's going to make moves. They're going to do what they have to do to protect themselves and also to help their teams out. But as of right now, it's all about the Buccaneers. You know, how can we get better? How can we not let last year get to us? How can we move forward from last year and don't let that Super Bowl get to us and move forward? You know what I mean? That's the biggest thing. You know, we don't want to get caught up in last year. It's all about how can we get better? How can we score more points? This, that, the third. So that's really what I've been focused on. Of course, we have a big target on our back. We won a Super Bowl, and we win it.
So the moniker Playoff Lenny has kind of stuck to you. How do you feel about that?
You know what? It's funny at first because my uncle was the only person that ever called me Lenny. He passed away when I was younger. You know what I mean? So at first I'm like, nah, I ain't feeling it. You know what I mean? Because you know that's a special name for someone that I loved in my family. Right. So you know, I just kind of had to let it be because it was going. It grew like a wildfire. Everyone started calling me Playoff Lenny and Lenny this. So I just accepted it. You know what I mean? And we moved forward from it.
Hey, Leonard, I've been traded a couple of times. You were on the Jaguars, okay? They didn't get better when they cut you. They still got the number one pick. You went on to win the Super Bowl, dog. Yeah. What was it like when you look back at that journey of people trying to assassinate your character and your name to reinvent yourself as a champion?
I think it's a story I can tell my grandkids and my kids. I think it's like it's the real form of redemption. You know what I mean? I say that. And also putting God first. Because at first, you know, I didn't understand. You know, I came in a camp in shape, was killing in camp. But I just think it just wasn't in God's plan because I was trying to buy another house. And I couldn't find a house for nothing. I couldn't find a house for nothing in Jacksonville. God is my witness. And they kept saying, nah, like somebody kept buying this and that. I'm like, well, damn, like, I'm tired of living in this house. So I just guess, you know, see, when Jalen left, I think like I was just done. I'm not gonna lie. When Jalen left, I was just done. Yeah. And like I was the last person there, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So when that happened, and I think God knew my heart, you know, God knew my heart, and I think the way it happened, it could have been handled better, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? You know, it's a business. People think of themselves first, which is fine, their family. And we have families too that we have to feed ourselves. So yep. I just left it in God's hand. You know, I tried to understand God's plan at first. You know, it got rubber for me. It was bad for me in the middle. But in the end, man, I flourished.
So I have to listen to this dude, Jalen, talk about his name and all the babies named after him all day for 10 years. But you named your son something interesting. Tell us about why you chose the name you did for your youngest son.
So I have three kids. It's Legend. My oldest is Lyric Finette. My second is Leonard. He's the fourth. I'm the third. And my baby boy is Legend. I just felt like he was going to be special, you know? And as he's getting older now, he's in the room right now. I don't know y'all can hear him screaming his tail off. He reminds me so much of my grandfather. He looked just like my grandfather. My grandfather was a sweet man. And like I said, he died when I was younger. And to see the little glimpse of me and him and the things he do, man, it's beautiful, man. You know, it's nothing like a kid's love. Like, they love you for nothing. You could be, like I said, sometimes when I look at my kids, like, you could be probably the worst person in the world, but to your kids, you're that guy. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're that guy. So when I see my kids in the stands after a bad game, when they call me or whatever the case, man, that cheer me up. That's all I need at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like I said, last season when I got cut, it taught me a lot. It taught me that you don't really, like, yeah, I have friends, but at the end, you don't really need them. You need your in-house family. Like, I have a praying mother and father who was there for me since I got cut the entire time, sending me scriptures 6:30 in the morning, Wow. And I had to take my time and really read it each and every day because I was going through something that I don't think nobody would could understand but my family, my in-house family, you know? And that's like with you, Jay. I seen your story when, you know, you got busted with your friends and stuff. You know what I mean? And it showed me, you know what I mean? Like, people always trying to judge us from where we come from, this and the third. And you came back and scored. I don't know, I can't remember how many points you had, but that's how I felt when I got cut. But they was writing me off. He's a bust, he doesn't have it anymore. This and the third. So I just wanted to show guys why I was first round pick, fourth overall. About it.
Well, we're huge fans of yours and of the Buccaneers. Please feel free to come back to join us anytime, whether it's to talk about your charity work, whether it's talk about football, or just to kick it about music. I appreciate how you reinvented yourself, and that becomes a great story, like you said, for your kids and for grandkids, but also for other young athletes to persevere. So thanks for the love, my brother.
Thank y'all for having me. Appreciate y'all, fellas.
Yes, indeed. Respect.
Yes, sir.
Seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.